and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 403. How are we all doing? Do you know, Mike, 403, it's not that long till Christmas. 250-odd days. Oh. Can't wait. Oh, love Christmas. Can we put the Christmas tree up again in May?
If you like.
Ah, happier now. Freaks the neighbours out. I love it. Ah. Hello, Renee. Yes, you stumbled in and you were first. How much did you beat young Jonathan by? Oh, fractions of a second. Close, Jonathan. No T-shirt. How are you doing with Biggles? Have you stopped berating yourself now for that rather silly manoeuvre of Bigglesing your laptop? Ah, Renee loves Christmas too. Christmas is great. Love Christmas. And anyway, I've got snow, so why can't I put the tree up? Mike's thinking, darn it, only just put the tree down. The tree was up from last May until January. I liked it. So did Lola. Good job we've not got a cat, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, he's keeping things from me.
No, it slipped my mind. The other morning, I was having my breakfast. So I was sitting on the sofa eating my cereal, and she was lying next to me. And what did I see on the shed roof? A cat looking straight at me. And by the time I picked my phone up to take a photo, it had gone.
Oh, dear.
Which is what my mother said. By the time she picked her phone up to take a photo of those ducks in the garden, they got onto the hedge.
Oh, did you know that cat's either brave or stupid?
Yeah.
Because given the state of our shed roof, could go clean through it.
True.
We need a new shed. We keep putting it off. There you go. Hello, Kim. Rumour has it, Snotty Football League is a bust. It is. Happened yesterday. Everybody pulled out. First team to pull out was Manchester City. They're our neighbours in Manchester, obviously. Second one was Chelsea.
Noisy neighbours.
Second one was Chelsea, and then the other four were falling over themselves to get out the door quickly. Arsenal were last to pull out, but they issued an apology. The word sorry was used, which meant that all the other teams then had to fall over themselves to get a snivelling apology out. Our owners, the Glazers, put out said snivelling apology, and that just was like pouring oil on troubled waters.
Yeah, so, because
still rumbling on.
At least the Liverpool owner actually did a video apology.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did Joel Glazer do? Right, some rubbish.
Can I just point out with Joel Glazer that when they first got their hands on the club, which was 2005, didn't they have to be escorted in by the SAS?
Yeah.
They're never seen at the ground. It's too dangerous. They'd be lynched, honestly. Oh, it's not good. The thing is, I think actually this has happened. You tell me what you think, Mike. The clubs caved so quickly, but they riled the fans to such a degree, the fans are still moaning, even though it's laid to rest.
Yeah.
They should have hung out for a week and then given in. And that way they could say that they'd listened to the fans. But it happened so fast, the fans are still furious that it happened at all. So, yes, it is a bust. Can't see it happening. Or at least not in the format that it was given. And what they were saying was that it will come back in a slightly different form. And the difference would be, instead of it being this breakaway league of 12 top clubs, blah, 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 it would have things like there would be a ladies' league and equal pay for the men and women and equal opportunity. And I'm like, what? And they were saying that's what the fans want. And I thought, no, that's not what the fans want. The fans don't care about that. What the fans want is leaving alone. Because if there's, how many matches did we work out? Was it 38 matches. An extra 38 matches, of which 19 would be at home. At £50 to £60 each, that's the fans' problem. Not to do with whether there's equal this and equal that. No, that's the problem. So, yes, it's all gone. Well, I would say it's all gone quiet. It's sort of gone quiet. It's quieter than it was. Let's just say that, Kim. Barcelona claimed they were saving football. Who was it said that? Was it Liverpool
as
well?
Real Madrid? I think it's Real Madrid.
I thought one of the British teams had said that.
No.
Oh, well, they obviously weren't as silly as that then. Football doesn't need saving. Football needs rid of these megalomaniac millionaires. That's what football needs. Get back to what it used to be. Which was how come FC of Manchester was born, wasn't it, Mike?
Mm.
People who were really peeved to the point of they're not my club anymore when the Glazers bought Manchester United, set up FC United of Manchester. And they started with literally a bucket going round for donations. And what league are they in now?
No idea.
They got promoted every year for the first 5 or 6 years. So they started from like a bucket in a car park and they've ended up with the most amazing stadium. And it's run by the fans for the fans, which is how things should be done. So if we can just get rid of the Glazers, don't see that happening anytime soon, but there you go. You never know. They don't come over anyway because it's too dangerous. They would be lynched. I swear somebody would be arrested for doing something if they appeared. So you don't often see them. I would say they leave the club to it. But didn't Woodward appear about the same time as they did? Has he been there 13 years?
Yeah, because... No, Woodward appeared in 2013 when Fergie left with Gill.
Oh, don't get me going about that. Well, he's fallen on his sword anyway. He's gone. Well, actually, he's not gone, has he? He was supposed to be leaving at the end of 2021. Now they're saying he's leaving at the end of the season, but he's still there. A bit like us, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we're still here.
Yeah.
So he's announced his resignation, but he's still there. I'm not quite sure how that works, but there you go. Ah, who's joining us? Hello, Alex. Hello, Anthony. Renee's Lola. Not that much into football. That
play.
That's probably a wise thing, to be honest. I mean, the highs and lows that football play. Give you, but also these days, the grief. Lola, come on. There we go. Take Daddy into the garden and make him run around. Then she can come back and have a dentist stick. We are into football, sadly. It's been the highs and lows of our life, football. The first time I went, actually my dad gave me a choice. And he said, to take you out, which is a big thing because dad worked early in the mornings till late in the evenings. And he worked weekends. So if I was getting to go out with dad, this was a big occasion. It was usually mum. But mum didn't fancy a football match for some unknown reason. So I was given a choice. I could go to the cinema and watch Grease. Or I could go to my first football match. So there was Dad freezing on the terraces with a flask while I was having an absolute ball. We went to Bolton Wanderers, which is about 22, 25 miles away. At the time, it was called Burndon Park. And it was literally just off the motorway. So I'd seen this ground every time we went up to Bolton. And this was my first match. Sadly, now it's a retail park. Not joking. It is now a retail park, but they built them a new stadium, which is called Middlebrook. And Middlebrook is in Bolton, but it's further out. So probably about 7 miles out the town centre. But that's where Scan Computers live. So I am intimate with Middlebrook. I have been inside it, but it was to a Microsoft gig, not a football match. So that was my first match. Bolton Wanderers, Nottingham Forest. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And then I wanted to go to Old Trafford. And of course, trying to get tickets for Old Trafford, tricky. So what Dad did was he got the two of us, tickets for an open day. And it was quite weird. 1979 it was. Weird in terms of they had like a display from the police dogs. Well, obviously I loved it, but I'm not quite sure what that had to do with football. Mind you. It set the dogs on them. So I loved that. And then the team came out and they did a training session and we all sat and watched. And that day I met, I think it was Matt Busby for the first time. There was Matt Busby and Louis Edwards, but I think it was Matt Busby I remember meeting. I got his autograph in my autograph book. So I had a ball of a day. And then the start of that season, mum got tickets because she had to write in. You literally had to write in to the secretary of the club. You address the mail to Mr. Leslie Olive. And he, I'm assuming personally, put the tickets in an envelope and wrote back to you. When you think of what happens now, no, it's all automated now. But those were the days. So mum actually wrote in. She put four stamped addressed envelopes in it for them to send the tickets back. And we went to some games and we were in B stand and it was fantastic. Oh, those were the days. Those were the days. I love football. I remember watching the World Cup aged 7, not having a clue what was going on. But you know who I was supporting, Renee? Because obviously England World Cup, yeah, home before the postcards. No, I was supporting Holland because they had a nice orange strip. What can I say? I was 7. But I loved it. If I was a 7. Yes, I was just 7. So I enjoyed that. There you go. Oh, Kim's friends have got the new husky pup, Juno. One brown and one blue eye. She's so cute. Do you know so many of them have different coloured eyes? In a Samoyed, you can't have blue eyes. That would be a fault. I've seen Samoyeds with a blue eye or two blue eyes, but it's considered a fault against the breed standard. But huskies, oh, they're just too cute, aren't they? Must admit, I think I prefer the brown ones. But when you see them with two different coloured eyes, they're just so cute. Oh, how old is she? It is a girl, I'm presuming, with a name like Juno, but you never know. Yes, she. See, she is so cute. Yes, a girl. How old? Hello, Paul. Yes, is there still snow? We were talking about putting the Christmas tree up. I had you in mind, Paul. Because we put the tree up in May last year. So not long off, actually. I think we did it the bank holiday weekend. And the bank holiday weekend is just about 10 days away. It's the day after the first day of Mad May, which is what we're doing for Mad May. Data Merge. Data Merge is the first one. There you go. Oh, a little flurry. Oh, it's all gone. Oh, dear. You see, it's the orange uniforms. That's really good branding for Holland, Renee. It is. I mean, we as England, we play, our colour is white. White and a very dark navy. But when we won the World Cup, I don't know how this happened because we were at home. It was at Wembley. But we wore red. And then they went through stages of having all different kinds of things. But, you know, Holland is, if you see in a match and somebody's in orange, it's either Holland or Blackpool. Blackpool is a town about 50 miles from here. Their club, I don't think they've ever made it to the Premier League. They might have made it to League One. But their colours are orange and they're known as the Tangerines. Their nickname is the Tangerines. Bright, bright orange. So it's one or the other. And, you know, when you look at the stadium, you can think, yep, that's probably not Blackpool. So it's probably Holland. Oh, such fun, such fun. 12 weeks. Oh, they're just too dinky. Good night, Jonathan. The royal family is called, I'm not even going to pronounce that, Van Orange. Something like that. It's fascinating. Your royal family seems so different than ours. They seem more in touch, but that could be a perception from being out of the country. I don't know. I did read something about one royal family, and I don't know which one it was now. Where the king, I think he is still king, or maybe he's, I don't know. He was king at one point and he'd had an illegitimate child and then she wanted a title because he cut her off. She wanted parity with his other children, but I don't know what country that was. It was a fascinating story, mind. Paul saw the new iMac colours match the colour in the 6-colour Apple logo. He hadn't thought of that. I think that was what that logo probably meant, you know, like the squiggle. And also that morning, the morning of the event, Timmy tweeted out a picture of the rainbow arc. So I think they've kind of gone back to that. The colours themselves on the back are not half bad if you particularly want a yellow iMac, which I don't. It's the pastely thing on the front and the white bezel that did it for me. And the lack of a logo on the front just makes it look really weird. Apple's response to that, they got questioned about that, you know, and Apple's response was, well, a lot of people, you see the back of the machines. And I'm thinking, yes, that's a possibility, as we discussed. So mine's up against a wall. I never see it. So's Mike's. There's no computer we have in the house that's not put up against a wall. So we never see the back. But other people, you do. But Apple, I can guarantee you, it might be 50-50 that you see the back, maybe 60-40. But I can guarantee you 100% we can see the front. And it just looks like there's something missing. I guess probably because we're used to the Apple logo being on the front. I don't think it would look as strange on silver, but it does look like there's something missing. But we're all hoping for stickers that we can just cut round and stick on. Or do the wise thing and wait till WWDC when they'll release the real ones instead of these Fisher Price edition. Let's just say that. They are very approachable. No, our royalty's not approachable in the slightest, unfortunately. CQ, Deb, CQ. Oh, that was Prince Bernhard. He had several children around. Apparently he was very approachable too. Yes, possibly a little bit too much, Renee. A little bit too familiar. Oh dear, oh dear. Hello, Sarah. Has anybody come round to Apple's way of thinking that these iMacs are the way forward? Because I still haven't, but that's just me, I guess. The colours on the back are really nice. If I had to choose, I mean, orange is obviously MacBite's colour, so that would make sense. I'm not keen on the yellow. I don't know why. What other colours are there? The red one's not bad, but obviously that's got pink on the front, so that's out of the question. I think the blue is nice, and I think the green is nice. It's not as commando green as the phone. It's more a fern green. And they do. They look nice from the back. It's just the front that's the problem. So as long as I didn't have to look at the front, we'd be fine. We'll find nuances yet, though. We will find nuances. Like, you can't do this with it and you can't do that with it. And the other ridiculous thing that Apple said, where put the logo on the back because of many, many people, you can see the back. Oh, that'll be lovely. So we'll be seeing the Apple logo on the back and the lovely colour on the back and the 17 dongles to make it work, blue tagged to the back, because there's nowhere else to put them. It would have made sense to me to put the ports on the power thing. If you've already put the Ethernet there, it's a wonder Apple haven't redefined what Ethernet looks like. Let's not go there. Then it would make sense to me to move the others, and that way you do have a complete pristine back on the thing. You only plug the cable in and that's it. But you've got to have other things plugged in there, so that's going to ruin the look of the back anyway. But that's just me. I'm with Kim. I will not be buying a Fisher Price iMac. Oh, now Paul likes blue or purple. I'm not offended by purple. I just thought the blue and the fern looked better, or even the orange. But do you know what I'd go for if that was the only iMac on the planet and I needed one? It'd be the silver. Let's just go for bland. If they'd have had space grey, would have had that in a heartbeat, but I'd have to go for silver being bland. Maybe they didn't want to do a space grey one, because with what they'd done with the colours, the front would just be grey, wouldn't it? And that could have been criticised. No for Renee, convinced the 27 iMacs will be space grey with the M1X chip. I think it will. It'll be something from 27 up to 32. I don't know whether they would do that, or some kind of ultra wide, as like the best machine ever for editing video on. Because if you think about how they've pushed the video editing capabilities of the iPad, they could maybe do that with an iMac, have an ultra wide. I don't know. But I do agree with you. I think they are clearly holding the space grey. Oh, you're back. Where have you put your father? What have you done with him? I've got no treats. So over here. On your mat. Come on. Bedtime. Right. You sit over there. And then when Daddy comes back, I'll get him to give me a dentist stick. Right. Where were we? So silver and space grey, maybe. I don't know what they'll do about that rose gold thing. Maybe bin it completely, that would be good. Because they've already got a pink one in the other lineup. So I don't know. We shall have to wait and see. Anthony doesn't like the idea of having the Ethernet port attached to the electrical socket. Does that mean you need a special cable? No, it doesn't. I did put a picky in Slack. Oh, I've got the dentist stick. I've got the dentist stick.
I've almost
got it now. Come on, Lola. Dentist stick. Come on, where are you? That's the back end, not the front. Come on, four. Don't make it look like hard work when you're going to get that as a reward. Let me find it. I put it in Slack, so let me find it. I think I put it in tech. I did. There we go. Right, let me get that and stick that up there. So, no, it's a standard RJ45 cable, and it goes in next to where the power goes in. So the other side of it is the single cable that goes to the Mac. There we go. Ah, silver if you had to buy today, says Paul. That's the thing, isn't it? It's like, I don't dislike that purple, and the blue's quite nice. When I saw the back of the blue, I thought, that's nice. I like that. And then they turned it round, and I thought, oh, it's got a white bezel, and it's pale blue. Not that I object to pale blue. I have clothes in pale blue. It's one of my favourite colours. But that is just a little bit too washed out. Just a bit. Oh, yes, and more ports. Definitely, Paul. But again, I'm not particularly seeing that. What they might do, because two of these are higher powered than the other two, aren't they? Two Thunderbolt and the other standard USB-C. I haven't got anything that plugs in like that. I've got a dongle. I've got two dongles for the monitors for a start. So there's two hefty dongles. This is why you never see the back of my iMac. I'll post a picture of the back of my iMac. It will totally explain why you never see it. But there's two high-powered ones, two standard. I've got nothing to plug into them. So I'm going to need hubs and adapters galore with that. It'd be nice if they'd put the Ethernet back, but I don't think they will. That means potentially rummaging around under the desk to make changes to stuff. I'm not 100% sold on it. I don't think it matters how wide that computer is. The one that had like the current model, it was thin enough at the edges as far as I was concerned. And it's neat and tidy with the power supply. And it's a standard power supply. So there have been times where I've like put a Mac on the desk to do some work on it for somebody else. And I've just used like a standard, what we call a kettle cable. They are the same as a UK kettle cable. So you can get them in all kinds of different colours, but I've got like a long thing and I just use that. And this is proprietary. So if that power supply goes, you're going to have to get one from Apple. Which admittedly, if the power supply went on an iMac, it's inside it. So that's even worse. I'm just wondering what the cost of a replacement will be. Just in case you want a spare. Like Mike did with his laptop. How many power supplies have you got now? Is it two or three?
Two.
He's got two, but he's contemplating a third, aren't you? For a downstairs toy.
Downstairs toy, an upstairs toy, and an original toy.
Oh, yes. You better mark the one that was the original.
Well, I've got two headsets, but one's broken.
He's already broken his headset.
It was never... It arrived broken.
Well, get another one. Get another one. I think it would be nice to have just a spare power supply, but I'm fearing that'll be upwards of like £150 to £200. It wouldn't surprise me. Anthony would like red, but a black bezel. Red and black would look good. Oh, that would look nice. And if on the front of that, the chin bit, which admittedly is pink, it could be a deeper red, couldn't it? But a black logo on there would look really nice. Or they could put a white logo on and then flog it to every Manchester United fan. Red, white and black. We'll see. And Kim hates the jack on the side. That was the biggest thing that I loathed, Kim. It felt like a real compromise, that, as though being thin is the most important thing. And the fact that it looks pug ugly if you've got speakers plugged in. Now, what they'll say is, well, we've got AirPods Max, we've got AirPods Pro, standard AirPods. You've got any Bluetooth headset you like. But what they're forgetting is, I don't ever use it for headphones. These speakers that I've got, the Altec Lansing speakers, they have a subwoofer, superwoofer, a bass thing on underneath the table. And on the back of that, you've got every port known to man. And what I do is I plug a cable into the pass-through port and it comes up under my desk and this cable sits in like a little clip on my desk. And it just extends the socket so I can just plug a pair of headphones in. And for the work that Mike and I do, we have to plug headphones in. We have to. You can't do the Bluetooth thing. Because if your sound is ported to the Bluetooth thing, you'd have to make magic with Audio Hijack to have it going to two different places. So steering away from the Bluetooth is critical. Just don't bother with the Bluetooth. Which means I've got to plug it in, and I don't think I could sit staring at that. Because even if I took it behind the desk, it would the speaker is right next to the iMac, so it would be sticking out over the speaker. That was a real fudge of a design as far as I'm concerned. In fact, do you remember when they told us with the phone they were being, and I quote, brave, taking it away? Well, why aren't you brave and doing that on an iMac then? Because you know it's actually needed, don't you? So sometimes at night I sit here and I've got my headphones on and I want to unplug my headphones from this extension cable, plug it into the phone or the iPad, and before you know it, I'm scrambling around looking for a dongle just to plug a pair of headphones in. It's infuriating. But that's Apple. There you go. You have to have a special power cable, Anthony, rather than a standard power cable. But you don't need a special network cable. That's just standard. You know, what are we like? I want a logo. I demand that they put a logo on it. Only because it looks totally bare without it, I think. Oh, that's a good point, Deb. When Deb sees yellow, she thinks of McDonald's. I think of IKEA. The blue and yellow of IKEA. It's the Lego iMac collection. Certainly not for the pros, is it? Oh, Kim also hates the brick because you don't want the brick hanging in midair because the cable's too short. I would expect them to have thought of that. Having said that, what infuriated me... Now, what devices did I get? It was an iPad 2018, 11-inch 2018 iPad. And at the same time, I got a 2018 MacBook Air. So they both came with USB-C power cables. I thought, great. The one for the iPad is useless. It's that short, it's useless. It doesn't reach the floor. Much less could you plug it in and use the thing. You'd have to put the thing on the floor for charging. It was that bad. So I had two options. I thought, right, we either need to raise up the power socket, so by using a four-way and attaching it to the desk somehow, or we need a different cable entirely, which would be USB-C at one end and a standard USB at the other that you could plug into a USB charging brick. The cable that came with the laptop was long enough, flexible enough and worked. But the one for the iPad was useless. So fortunately for me, I probably would never have the two charging at the same time. So I bought one with a standard USB on it, which was reasonably short because it plugs into this brick on the desk. But the other cable's the only one that's long enough to actually charge it from the Apple charging brick. So no, that wasn't that well designed. So I hear you. Possibly what they're thinking is that everybody's got cable management under their desk. Who has got cable management under their desk? I don't mean cables strewn on the floor like mine. I mean one of those like rack things or a board that you have under the desk. IKEA do one that's like a wire tray thing. Let me see if I can find it. IKEA cable management. Let's see if that does any good. There it is. It's that one. Under desk cable management. Why is that brought up? Is that an Amazon, an IKEA one? No, it's brought up Amazon. £26. So the principle's the same. Let me see if I can find the IKEA one because I've got a sneaking suspicion that would be cheaper. So IKEA cable management. I'm not seeing the IKEA one. I've got a black one. I've got a white one. We've got a 19-inch cable management board. That's quite cheap. It's only £4.49. But I'm not seeing the IKEA one. Let's have a look. It's giving me a map to all the local IKEAs. There it is, a Signum. An IKEA Signum. I'll send you this one, but this is the English one, so I don't know if it'll redirect you. But something like that underneath the desk. So the computer being an iMac would be sat on top of the desk, and then the brick could sit in there. I don't know. I don't have that. It wouldn't work for me, because the desk that I've got has got drawers in it, and then there's the bit where your knees go. You'd have to have it at the back where that is. But there's an entire board goes across this, another piece of wood from left to right, which means I wouldn't be able to see that, nor would I be able to get to it. Not even lying on my back on the floor, would I? So that's why I've not bothered with it. Can't get to it. Renee's with you, Mike. You can never have too many power supplies. Exactly. Oh, Renee's dentist has got white Mac monitors, appropriate, but not in my house. the 90-degree headphone jack. That, yeah, a bit like the power supply thing that I got that's 90 degrees that everybody bought a pair of. Kim definitely did, I think. Tony did. Yeah, that would But it's still there, Paul. That's the problem. Unless you could make yourself, which I could, you know, I did that years ago. If you could make yourself one that you kind of plugged in at 90 degrees, but not much of it stuck out, that's the best you'd do. But it's not ideal. It's not. I'm surprised they didn't take all the ports and put them out of the way. I am. I'm remembering back to when we first bought a Mac and we went into the Apple store, and the day we bought it, I think it'd been out 3 days, and we had no idea that, you know, it was important. It was a new Intel one and all of that, because we didn't know what we were buying. We had no clue. We were buying it to test one piece of software with. That was it. But when we went into the store, I noticed that by comparison to the back of the first gen 20-inch Intel, the last version of the PowerPC chip had all the ports going from top to bottom on the right-hand side as you're looking at it on the front. But as you turn it round, it would be on your left. And they went top to bottom. I think it makes more sense to have them horizontal rather than vertical, just from a cable management perspective. But Apple just seemed to assume that, you know, power's going to jump across a void and you don't actually need to plug it in. It's insane. I think they need to understand that even, I mean, we've used phrases, haven't we, like the Insta generation, or it's a lounge PC, it's a family computer. We've used those kind of things. But even people like that need to plug things in. I can imagine some people taking one look at that with, like, how's my pen drive going to work? The one I've had for the last 15 years. And then they'll need an adapter for that. It'd be easy to buy a new pen drive. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Kim's had the same speaker for 20 years. That's almost more ecological than anything provided by Apple. Exactly. I wouldn't want to replace mine. If they ever broke, I'd be lost. I would, because I think they're beautiful. I've never gone off the design, and the sound is just stunning. Actually, what happened about 6 years ago, these things have got remote control. One of the tiny little push button things, remote controls. It stopped working. And I thought, you can't use it without that. And then I thought, well, actually you can, because there's a lot of cables with these speakers, but there's a kind of control unit between the speakers and the big bass box. And you can actually use that. But I went all minimal on my desk. I used to have it where I reached out and used those things, but I put it underneath the desk. So I thought, if the remote control's broken, there's no way you're going to be able to buy a new one. And it means I'd have to put the controller back on the desk, which I didn't really want to do. So I'm trying to make this remote control work. And in the end, I realised the battery had gone. I'd had it that long, I'd forgotten there was a battery in it. So I got another battery and it was fine. It's worked ever since. Anyway, the other day, trying to turn the speakers on and off and it wasn't having it. And I thought, ah, battery. So I went onto Amazon. Well, actually, was it funnier than that? I had to get this remote control open. And there was the battery. There was no way, even with the strongest glasses I've got, I could read what it said. So I used the phone to take a picture of the back and then zoomed in. I'm clearly of that age. Now I know how my poor mother felt. When she said, could you just read this? Because I can't read it without my glasses. And I'm like, oh, Mom. But now I understand. Poor woman. So I got the battery number, went onto Amazon. I found the batteries. They were either sold in a pack of 5 or a pack of 10. So I thought, I need one. So the 5 will do nicely. Check the price of the 5, £3.75. So not outrageous for 5 batteries. Then I checked the price of the 10, £3.99. So I was paying 24 pence for another 5. I have no need for 10 batteries. But guess what I ordered? The 10, because it was more cost effective. I'll just have to make sure that, you know, I keep them alive for the next 5 years for when I next change them. But yes, we're very eco-friendly, us. We need acknowledgement for that, Kim. We do. And Paul says you have latency with Bluetooth. It's not bad latency-wise. Does it depend on the actual devices? Because with mine, it's not that bad. I could put Bluetooth on with my iPad and have a video, and I've got lip sync, which, to be honest, I wasn't expecting. I'm with you. I wasn't expecting it. It could be the actual device. The ones that I use, not bad. I did have a cheap pair of headphones, and I had a pair of headphones for every device, and I'd swap the headphones. But they were very cheap and cheerful and they didn't last that long. So I changed to this pair, which I think originally they were about, I think the original price was about £200, and then they came down and I got them on offer. And now they've come down again, and that we're at the point, these things are about £40. And knowing that the replacement magnetic pads for the AirPods Max are like £70 or £80, I thought I could actually have two pair of headphones while I'm doing that. And these are really good Bluetooth headphones. So I agree with you. I wouldn't rely on Bluetooth for something like broadcast. I see so many people being interviewed on the BBC now, and they've got the little AirPods in, and there's like a delay, and you're looking at them and their mouths are saying one thing and the subtitles are saying something else. It's crazy. It must be off by a mile.
I've got a couple of stories.
Go on.
Nothing to do with tech.
Oh.
Well, actually, the second one is. It's an Excel story. Now, I've just seen this on the BBC Sports site. Wembley is set to be given an extra euro to 2020. Obviously, it's now 2021.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
Last 16 tie. Now, I presume it's all to do with COVID, because they're playing euros across Europe, aren't they? Not in one country.
And is the Brexit thing not affecting anything
at
all?
I'm wondering. It's, well, it's a UEFA tournament, and our club started the ball rolling on the scrapping of the Super League. So maybe it's a backhander for that.
I've no idea. No idea.
No, my other story is an Excel story. Yesterday, somebody mailed me at work and said, I've got this Excel file, and one of the sheets is protected with a password. And despite putting in the password, which is Diet Coke...
I'm not even going to ask.
He's not accepting it. So I tried Diet Coke half a dozen times as a password not to drink.
I'm thinking capital spaces.
I tried
hyphens.
Capitals, I tried spaces. I tried hyphens. I tried
any combination thereof.
And it wasn't having it. Now...
Did you try Diet Pepsi, just in case?
No, I didn't. No. Nor did I try, what is it? Coke and... What do you have with Coke? Is it rum? Rum and Coke?
Yeah. I wouldn't know. Don't drink.
No.
Sounds like a grand thing to clean the toilet with, though.
Yeah, we've got some Coke in the bathroom.
We do. That's why we have Coke in the bathroom.
Exactly.
Fabulous toilet cleaner.
So she'd also tried some VBA, which she'd found on the internet. I mean, there are password crackers out there.
Oh, come on. You can get past a VBA password in 2 seconds.
You can. This wasn't a VBA password. This was the sheet protection password. So I tried the other trick. And the other trick is to rename the Excel file as a zip file, then unzip it. And in the zip file, although the unzipped file, you've got a folder. Within that folder, you've got a worksheets folder. Within that worksheets folder, you've got an XML file for each sheet, because in 2007, they changed it to an XML format. Then you go in to the sheet, the XML file that represents the sheet. Then you look for this word sheet protection, which is basically a tag, and then you delete it, which was fine. Apart from the fact that every time, and I tried this 3 times on my work laptop, so every time I opened up the XML file with Notepad++, because it's much better than Notepad, because it was the only text editor I had, it crashed my work laptop. So in the end, I brought it up here this morning, and I used Sublime, and it was fine.
Ah, you see, you need a proper text editor on Sublime Scratch platform. You should ask for it to be put in the store.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going back up here. Deb says the colours on the front are interfering with the colours on the screen. Your eyes adjusting the colours you see on the screen with the major colour band on the bottom. I agree. That's why it clearly isn't for professionals. Hence us hoping against hope. One for a black bezel and two for something logical at the bottom. I never minded the width of the bezel on an iMac. It is quite wide, and my other monitors are edge to edge, and they do look very nice. So by comparison to the monitors I have either side, the bezel is very noticeable on the iMac, but I've never minded it. I explained all of that because Mike had no clue, Deb. So I explained it all to Mike about how looking at one colour and then looking at the screen impacts your perception of it. And he just nodded sagely, didn't you, Mike? With like, yeah. Really? Didn't know that. Anthony uses the built-in speakers, being quite impressed with those. You want better quality, you can play the audio through the Sonos via AirPlay. I had a problem with the speakers on the iMac, the very first one I had, the 20-inch. And it sounded very hollow, just weak, thin sound. But the wall against which mine sits has slate in it. And it's not good for sound. Mike took the same computer and put it on his desk. And his desk backs onto like a wooden front of a wardrobe, which has all our work stuff in it. And because it was wood, it sounded much, much richer. So I think the environment has a big part to play as well. But having said that, I did notice that the microphone was much better on this iMac. So therefore, the speakers I would expect to be better, but I never use them, so I don't know. But the speakers on iPads are great. So I would expect, I mean, they made a big fuss about the speakers. So I would have thought it sounded pretty good. Deb's going to send the stickers. I definitely need stickers, preferably black. I can see I'm going to have to make a sticker in black and stick it on the front if there is none. Ah, Renee's got the Signum, the IKEA tray under the desk. I'd love one, but it won't work for me, unfortunately. But Anthony's impressed because it's a feat of engineering, the fact it's so thin. It is, but I just think there is a very fine line to be drawn between an impressive feat of engineering and something that's usable. And this is bordering on unusable, but it's more than bordering on, it's not pleasing me to use it. That I'd have to make severe compromises to use it. Kim's desk's antique, not screwing anything to it. I hear you, Kim. I don't like doing that. I don't. In fact, all the stuff that's on mine, like I said, there's a clip that holds a cable. They're all just stuck on and they can be removed. Oh, Kim loves the 90-degree thing. You'd think Apple would have the sense, although they don't want to put anything in the box, do they? You're lucky there's a device in the box these days. You'd think they'd give you an alternative. The only time I've taken that 90-degree thing off my cable was last night, and I was charging my mouse. And my mouse is a Logitech. It charges with a USB-C cable at the front. You can use it while it's charging. Apple. It's a very, very good mouse. But I couldn't fit the cable in at a right angle. That was the only thing that needed to go in straight. But every other device just looks so much neater at a right angle. To the point, I've ordered myself some cables, not for the USB-Cs, because they all look so much better at a right angle. So, yes, that was definitely inspired. With Deb, you can see the back of her monitors, took artificial leafy vines and covered them up, and also took other items that were nice and blocked the view of the cables. That is a good idea. I know a guy who got a Mac Mini, and at the same time as he ordered the Mac Mini, he ordered a potted plant to put in front of it. I don't have anything green in the office, because it wouldn't be green for long, would it, Mike? No. Maybe I'd be okay with plastic, though. Maybe I need a plastic pot. Paul needs to do cable management. Desk came with cable ties and double-sided tape. I'm not convinced about the longevity of the double-sided tape. You can get double-sided tape that is immensely strong. Is it that kind of stuff, Paul? Yeah, Renee says, good luck with the double-sided tape and gravity. My problem is, I think I did get tape with something and I used it. And then it fell off the desk, as you would expect, and then it got all full of dust and hair. Not pretty. Not pretty. So mine are cable tied and there is a diagram somewhere of where everything is plugged in. But nothing gets plugged in without being labelled. Every single item has to have a label. The only exception to that is if it's something like a Linksys Velop, because it says Linksys Velop on the plug. So I don't need that labelled. But everything is labelled, because otherwise that way madness lies. So I've got plenty of labels down there. The 3M high power stuff. I've seen that, but I've never had the courage to try it. Not after the incident the other. Actually, there was one that worked. It was when I had a TV and a DVD recorder and a video recorder. And I had this like unit that they were all in. So this unit held, I think it was like four video recorders underneath it. And they were all wired up to the TV in hectic ways. But I needed to use other equipment with it. And what I did was I put a four-way like stuck onto the side of the unit. And whatever this double-sided, and it wasn't sticky tape, it was like double-sided pads. Whatever this was, I needed a chisel to get it off. It was that strong. So that stuff would be good. Hopefully it's that stuff, Paul. Command strips. I've seen those, but never tried one. Those are the ones that you're supposed to be able to get off easily. There's like a tag at the bottom and you can pull the tag and then I think the whole thing comes off. Never tried it. They're advertised here for photo frames and I've never been brave enough. It's like, no, just put a picture hook up. It would be nice, but I've never actually been brave enough to try it. So we'll find out with that one. The last Fisher-Price Mac didn't last very long. Oh, let me have a look at that. There's a link. Right, let's go in there. Oh dear. And that doesn't... Is it me or does that look like Windows... not Vista.
Teletubby.
Teletubby Land. No.
Windows 98 was Teletubby.
No, it wasn't. It was one after that.
Was it?
Yep.
Vista.
I think it was Vista.
It was Vista.
Oh, actually, I did see that the other day.
Deb says, my desk came with a hole already in it for cables. You know what that reminds me of?
What?
School days.
Yeah,
when you had an ink
we
pot.
Had ink wells. Yeah. Right, Vista wallpaper.
I'll try and find a picture of that.
Oh, have we got hiccups? No, we've not got hiccups. It was something the other day, and these guys have got, what do you call them? A drone. And they recreate wallpapers. And what they'd done was they'd gone off to the one for Catalina, I think, and recreated it. And basically, you could see what changes Apple had made to it. Well, they'd gone off again, and this time they'd done the Vista one. But I can't find it. What on earth could I... Let's try Windows at the beginning and see if that does any good. But in essence, Microsoft said they did not make any changes to it. Right? So this wallpaper had been untouched. They had not made the sky more blue and the land more green. They had done nothing with it. And these guys went and they took a photo of it today and it was horrific. It was diabolical. Was it that one? Yeah, there it is. Got it. Right. So I'll grab that and I'll grab what it looked like. And remember, Microsoft are saying they did not edit this image. Do we believe that? Probably not. Right. So I'm going to put the first one in, which is the unedited Vista version. And then I'll upload this version where these guys took this image lately. And this is what it looks like now. There we go. Not much difference, eh? That's bad. I think there's some porky pies being told there. I think they may have made some changes to that. Can you imagine? It looks post-apocalyptic, doesn't it? Mm. What are the black things that are there? Is it a fence? Is it scaffolding for something to grow? It's not good. It's not good. Maybe they took it on a bad day. Oh, Anthony's done a This Is What the Red iMac Would Look Like. Oh, I need to see that. Oh, yes. Let me have a look. Having a look right now. Oh, it's pink. It's pink. I think your keyboard's better. I do. I think that front wouldn't look half bad with the leg and the chin deeper with the logo and a black bezel. But as I said to Tracy, you know, if you want a black bezel, you could always use gaffer tape. Oh, pics of Paul's dongles. And we'll have a look at that as well.
I like the fact Hunter's got a brew on his desk.
I do.
Just ready to drink.
Yeah, a ready to drink brew. That's what's needed. Right, let me get rid of that. Come on. Come on. Down we go. Where is it? Right. I've got it. Oh, now they are industrial strength cable ties, aren't they? They really are. Can you undo them? Are they a one-hit wonder thing, or can they be undone? Because the ones that can be undone would be even better. You see, that's got 3M on it. I think you stand a good chance with 3M. Command strips. I've not seen any that are like that, no. That's got, like, cables in it, hasn't it? No, the ones I've seen, they are 3M command strips, but they don't have the hook part. I'm not quite sure how they attach to the picture frame. But they look quite impressive, don't they? Because you could get the cable out. I shall leave that there, Paul, and have a look for some of those. Looks like a vine. Ah, is it a vineyard? I have no idea, but it looks... It's not as impressive, is it? I mean, the sky, just the sky, it looks full of, like, smog and smoke. So unless they took it on a particularly good day... Ah, Renee's seen that video. I did think with my desk about putting a hole in it for cable management, but I decided against it. Decided against it. Because I thought, you know, you're going to want to change it. You would set the thing out absolutely perfect for what it looks like now, and then you change your kit, and then you need to move something. The one thing that I did do, which was a godsend in hindsight, is when the desk first went in here, because this desk, when it arrived, was in the studio. So many moons ago, the room that's the office was my bedroom, and the studio was the smaller room, and that had the computer equipment in it. Anyway, I decided that I would move, I'd sort them over, figuring that I spent less time in bed than I did in the office, so I might as well have the bedroom, which was bigger, as the office. So then the desk had to move. So when the desk moved in here, obviously, to make it as much space as possible, it went bang up to the wall. So the cables had to drop either side. Well, when the wall was redone, which was about 9 years ago, 9, 10 years ago, I took the decision to not have this thing bang up to the wall. There's a gap of about an inch, which means there's somewhere for the cables to drop without it being awkward. So that gap at the back is useful. Mike does not find a gap at the back useful, do you?
No, things fall down.
Yeah, Mike puts stuff on his desk. It rolls backwards and it disappears off the back.
Batteries. Batteries.
Pencils. Apple pencils.
Apple pencils.
Pens. Apple pencil lids.
Yeah.
You name it. If it's capable of rolling, Mike's dropped it on the floor. Maybe we need to tip that whole thing forward so it rolls this way, not backwards. But yeah, we always have problems with that. They are command strips that undo. You're not sure about the ones that came with the desk, though. Ah, right. I need to find some of those that undo. I must admit, I use standard cable ties, which I've got multiple colours for things, but I've also got, like, standard white stroke semi-transparent. And at the beginning, what I did with them, there's a trick that I deployed, and then I thought, you know what, this is ridiculous, because I was putting them in and then never changing them. But if with a standard cable tie, that is a single use, the ones where you push them in like a belt, and as you pull, it makes a kind of clicking sound as it clicks over the teeth. And then the only way to take those out is to either cut them or use a very tiny screwdriver in, like, where the click happens, and then pull the other way. But there is another trick. Dirty hack time for Kim. If you fold them the other way, so instead of putting it where when you put it in, it makes that sound with the teeth. If you fold it back the other way, so it doesn't make a sound when you pull it, then you can undo them. But at the same time, they're actually strong enough to hold the thing. So when I'm testing stuff out, I do it like backwards. And then when I'm happy with it, then I take them off and put them the right way and cut the excess off. But I reached a point where it was like, you know, you're earning enough money. You can buy another package. Just put them on and cut the ends off. Instead of trying to get away with it, and then I'll be able to use them next time. So I got rid of that idea. But it's a good idea when you're planning it. When you're planning it, it's brilliant. Paul has put up a bunch of pictures with the command strips. So Paul's recommending that. I'm just wondering, the walls that you're putting them on, are they like just paint, or have they got wallpaper on? Because I don't think we've got a plain wall in the house. We have what's called blown vinyl wallpaper. So there's a pattern on it, and it's quite thick. like cracked ice, basically. Not an offensive pattern that was like flowers and it was in 29 years ago. Just a cracked ice style pattern. But it means that the command strip wouldn't lie flat like it would if you put it on, say, paintwork. So the extension's got plain walls, so maybe we could try them out there. Let's catch up. Sarah's glad she didn't wait around for the new iMac. You prefer the one you've got? There's no way this would have lasted as long for you, Sarah. There isn't. Because it's more powerful in terms of it's the M1 thing. But the advantages that you've got with the one you've got in terms of the size of the screen and the rest of it, that will see you through for a good few years till Apple have stopped piddling around and then they bring out something that we actually want. I'm intrigued as to what they will bring out for WWDC, because there isn't a developer on the planet that looked at those and thought, oh yeah, that's the one I want. Anybody doing like video editing or photo editing or everything, they were completely horrified with the white bezel. So the first thing they've got to get rid of in the pro models is that. And then we'll take it from there. Well, what colours and things we've got. But no, that they weren't the pro models, were they? They cannot have been the pro models, she said. Please God, they're not. They're not the pro models. No, they're not. They're definitely not. Honestly, they're not. Absolutely, that's not happening. Right, where's my chat gone? My chat's just jumped. All right, there we go. Keeps jumping, actually. But there we go. Right, Anthony's got an Ergotron arm, which has a built-in cable management. Gives the impression of the iMac floating without cables. But then, after you plug in all the peripherals, and it spoils it all. That sounds like my microphone arm stand thing. I have two microphones hanging off it, the air and the spare. And we've got exactly the same microphone arm in the studio, and it's as smooth as anything. The one on my desk, what was it like the other day? It was as if you'd sat on a sofa and a spring had gone. It just went twang. And I said to Mike, oh dear. And now it won't move in one direction. So I could potentially be in the market for a new arm for the microphones, because I do need to move them from where they are, because they obstruct my view, the left-hand monitor completely when I'm working. I can see enough to kind of control YouTube with it, and I'd probably have to do that recording videos, but it definitely needs looking at. It's feeling a bit poorly. So I feel your pain. I would love an arm where the cables were inside, but the only one that do that I've seen that you can actually get in the UK is the blue arm, and that had a different top on it for some reason. So the one that I've got is a Rode. And it's twanged and it's not happy with its little self. So I shall have to have a look at that as well. Must be black holes in the desks. Yes, I'm going to have to sort that out. Let me try moving it. You hear it squeaking? I don't think it should squeak like that. Maybe I've got too much weight hanging off it with two microphones. Mine has been all right up to now. So it's just feeling poorly at the moment. I'm clearly overusing it. Ooh, Deb says, I let Engineer Hubby and for the Marital Harmony do a factory reset on the iPad. Wanted to see if it fixed the problems. It didn't. Touch responsiveness is worse. Thank you, Deb, because that means I don't have to do that with mine. But that's what Apple would tell you to do. That's exactly what Apple would tell you to do. But it's responsiveness. That's my problem. But it's both of them. It's got to be something software related. It can't be hardware on three, because I've got two that are, well, the one I tried doing the demo on last week, you heard me thumping it and it just was not responding, and then all of a sudden it'll just twang back to life and you can now scroll and touch and it's fine, and then it goes again. So it's completely erratic. I tried the bigger one, the 12.9, thinking, well, this one's got to be okay, and then it wasn't. So I'm desperately waiting for the next update. Maybe that's something we need to look up. Touch responsiveness on 2017 iPads. And we may find that it's not just us. But I can't believe I've got two that have got exactly the same problem as you've got with yours. From the same model. Just at the time that there's a new one due out. So we'll see when the next update comes out. But yes, you can tell hubby mine are exactly the same. I did contemplate resetting them, and then I thought, life's too short. So I was just going to do it to see if it worked, but now I know it didn't work, I won't bother. So thank you, Deb. Thank Mr. Deb on my behalf. I've got two that are useless. And yeah, you know, the last time I used them, they weren't. So this has just happened overnight and happened to two of them. It doesn't make sense. It's Apple playing with our mind. They are playing with our mind. There you go. Renee's got one. So that's four. Four out of four. A 2017 iPod doesn't respond to touch at all. It's either a fault with them, but they've been all right up to now, which is making it look software related. So I will eagerly await the next update. So Paul's saying 14.5 should be out next week. With a bit of luck, fingers crossed, that'll fix my problems. But I'm not holding my breath at all. It's a coaster now. That's shocking for the price you pay, though, isn't it? It is. I honestly don't know what else to try. I've done the old shutting everything down and rebooting it, running the battery down. I've tried all of that. And Deb's tried the factory reset. That's not working. Nothing's touching them. So we've adopted a new strategy here, haven't we, Mike? About 4 days ago, my calendar went. I'm looking at it inside Mailplane and I'm clicking the button to duplicate an event. Nothing. Dead as a dodo. I thought, for crying out loud. So I went to a browser thinking it was a Mailplane issue, having closed it down and restarted it and waved a chicken at it. So it goes to the browser. Nothing. Exactly the same as in Mailplane. So I looked at it and I sighed deeply. And I actually said, I think you were in bed at the time, and I said to myself, do you know what, girl? Leave it till the morning. It'll be working then. And I left it. So when I got up the next day, I thought, oh, God, the calendar needed fixing. And I went to it and it was fine. It was absolutely fine. So what was the thing that you tried? Oh, it was Notion. Notion was having a moment. So Mike was banging his head on a brick wall trying to get it working. And I said, Mike, just go to bed. Leave it till tomorrow. It'll be working then. So we're taking this more gentle approach to it, aren't we?
Hmm.
I'm that long in the tooth now. I'm wise enough to know I can spend 5 hours trying to fix it to realise it's nothing I can fix. They've got to fix it and then they fix it. So my new strategy is avoidance. Avoid dealing with touching or thinking about it for 24 hours. And if it's not fixed by then, raise a ticket. Other than that, leave it be. It'll sort itself out. Renee uses it as a cutting board. That's not good. That is not good. I wonder if there's some kind of remote control we could do. No, I need to get this thing working because it's my favourite iPad. My 10.5, I think, is a lovely size of iPad. I think of my 11-inch totally differently. That the 10.5 is a consumption device, only I'm not doing very well at the moment because it's working when it feels like it. So I will ponder that while we head off and get ready for tomorrow, which is Two Show Friday. Young Jonathan didn't mention Two Show Friday, did he? He must be optimistic.
He did.
Did he?
On his way out the door.
Oh, right. Okay, then. Renee agrees. Avoidance, a good strategy. Saves a lot of heartache, doesn't it? And, you know, with the wind in the right direction and a suitable sacrifice to the tech gods, it usually sorts itself out anyway. So we're going to go and sort out emails that need to be written, sent and sorted. And then I can do... Oh, and I've got a book club. I've got an extra book club tonight. So I've got more work than time. As is usual, to be honest. So, for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.